from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump made the most out of day one of his second term, signing a staggering amount of executive orders.
A non-exhaustive list of things Trump did yesterday includes the following: taking the U.S. out of the World Health Organization, pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, stalling the banning of TikTok, declaring Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations, abolishing DEI and executive branch agencies, and most notably, declaring migrant crossings along the southern border to be a national emergency. Some of Trump's executive orders are bound to be challenged in court. Danny DiCorsenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy has proclaimed New Jersey a sanctuary state for immigrants now in the U.S. legally. That makes it likely President Trump will quickly turn his attention to the Garden State, home to an estimate 2.2 million immigrants. Of those, 500,000 are estimated to be here illegally. New Jersey currently bans cooperation between state and local law enforcement and immigration authorities, nor can county or local jails house immigrants detained by federal agents. Immigration is one area where the Trump and Murphy administrations are likely to clash. Marco Rubio has been sworn in as Secretary of State, the Senate confirming the former Florida senator last night. The vote was unanimous. He becomes the first Latino in the role after being sworn in by Vice President J.D. Vance. Rubio says the interests of the U.S. will always come first. This portion of the news made possible by Fontes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Protect your home and prevent costly plumbing repairs. Get your plumbing safety and reliability inspection with Fontes right now for only $29. Visit FontesPHVAC.com to schedule an appointment. New Jersey is locking up too many people for technical violations of their parole, like failing to find housing, according to New Jersey Office of the Public Defender.
Millions of dollars a year going to keep these people in prison, who, once they get out again, are going to have the exact same kinds of problems that were at the root of the technical parole violation in the first place.
Public Defender Jennifer Saliti is calling for a systemic reform. She says jail should not be the answer for a parole violation that isn't harming anyone. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com. Click on demand. It's New Jersey's coldest weather in years. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A cold weather advisory continues for most of New Jersey today as high temperatures only reach the upper teens. That is cold. Just to give you some context, the last time we had highs this cold was over 2 years ago, Christmas Eve 2022. The last time we had 2 days in a row of teens was almost 6 years ago, 2019. Morning sun, afternoon clouds, highs in the upper teens. A quick snow shower may clip the southern coast this evening. Maybe a coating of accumulation. Then clearing skies and frigid temperatures overnight, lows in the single digits for most. Tomorrow, sunny and very cold, highs back in the upper teens. Thursday will be a little bit better, a little bit warmer, with a mix of sun and clouds, highs reach into the upper 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather is brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance. Overpaying for workers' compensation, business, home or auto insurance, Matt's got you covered. Save money on insurance now. Look up Matt Portnoy Insurance online or call 802-318-7991. Matt will shop your insurance until he gets a better deal. And right now, Berkeley Heights is 13. Manalapan is 14. Salem is also 14. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.